We can call the meeting to order. At this time, we'll attend to item number two for the preliminary action items, and that is the approval of the agenda. If any board members have any items they'd like to change or suggest, please let us know now. Otherwise, I'd be looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
A motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you, David. Is there a second? Thank you.
First and second.
Thank you, Beverly. First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. Moving on to public comment, if there are any members of the public on the line that would like to address the boards, please state your name and do so now. All right, hearing none, we can move on to the action items. Starting with item 4A, approval of the minutes. The December 18th, 2025 board meeting minutes were included in the board packet for your review. If anybody has any recommended changes, please let us know. Otherwise, we're looking for a motion to approve the December 18th, 2025 minutes.
Motion to approve the December 18th, 2025 meeting minutes.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 All right. And now moving on to item 4B. And I will pass this. Is Zach going to be handling this, or is there somebody else on the line that would like to speak to this resolution?
Yeah, this will be Gilmore Bell, but I can handle it if we've got Gilmore Bell folks
Darcy.
On the line, right?
Yeah,
this is Darcy Stevens with Gilmore Bell. I'm happy to walk through it if that's okay with Zach.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Darcy.
Okay, so you have before you a resolution which will look very familiar since this is our second amended and restated set of documents we're approving. The resolution approves a second amended and restated designation resolution and a second amended and restated assessment ordinance. The primary change there is removing private improvements from the type of improvements that will be financed with the bond, as well as adjusting the amount of the assessment to what was determined to be the par amount of the bonds, which is the $10,701,000 number. The resolution authorizes the execution of the two documents I mentioned, the designation resolution and the assessment ordinance. It also approves the appraisal. That's the original appraisal that you've had before, but this just confirms that it still shows coverage with this new number. And then there's an updated engineer's certificate that's also attached, which shows the public improvements that are to be financed with the bond. Attached to the authorizing resolution are forms of those two documents I mentioned, the designation resolution and the assessment ordinance. The authorizing resolution approves those forms and authorizes their execution by the designated parties, and then those documents would be posted and recorded. And that's my brief summary. Happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions for Darcy?
No.
All right. If there are no questions, we'd be looking for a motion to approve item 4B.
Motion to approve item 4B.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
First and second, all in favor say aye.
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 Wonderful. Moving on to item 5, discussion items. Just want to let the board members know that the crime certificates, all the paperwork has been submitted. Jill Murphy with, hello, Scott. Welcome, Scott.
How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was just saying, updating the boards that the crime certificates have been filed. Jill Murphy submitted the application to the crime carrier, and we should hear back in a day or two in order to follow through with payment. Do the board members or any other members on the line have any other items for discussion?
No.
All right. No. Item 6, administrative non-action items. Thank you, everybody, for getting us those conflicts of interest disclosure and ethical behavior pledge forms. We appreciate your time in getting those completed. And just a reminder for the board member training, that's required by state auditor for new board members. We have left the link here if you have not completed that. Schmeiner,
so I've sent in my cert for that item B as well as Scott's. And I believe Beverly finished hers. I just need her, Scott, to send that to me. So
perfect.
Do we have to do item A as well? Is that something different?
Jake, do you know a little bit more about item A there? Or Zach?
Yeah, so item A needs to be done on an annual basis. I believe that the new board members, B is just a one-time thing, and the board training is an annual thing.
Oh, okay. And that's on the same website?
The Open Public Meetings Act training. Yeah. We have a link to that if Pinnacle doesn't mind sending that out.
I saw that on that same website where we did the special service district training.
Okay.
So I think it's just another. In fact, I think Scott mistakenly completed it. So his is probably done.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great.
Happy mistakes. I'll send a link to
when do you need when do you need that by when do you need item A by.
If it's annually, if I'm remembering correctly, it follows the date of completion. So if you've done it before, then it'll be due a year from your initial completion date. If you've never done it, then as soon as possible. But I'll send out those links for everyone after this meeting.
Thank you.
Right, so before we adjourn, is there any other matters for discussion?
I don't believe so.
So next steps are we've got to have that the second amended and restated assessment ordinance and designation resolution signed and notarized, right, and posted on the site. Correct?
Right. Right. And posted online.
And then we've got to record them with the county.
Correct.
So Dave, let's talk about logistics right now. How do you want to handle that? Do you guys, like, we have Ashley here at our office. She could come up. She's a notary. She could come up and meet you guys. Or do you have somebody that you've got up there that you want to?
Yeah, I have a notary.
Get together office, with. So okay. So if,
I can, and I've also run and got get the signatures from Scott and Beverly.
Okay. And I'm going to send you. So I was looking at the oath of office, the oaths of office. And I thought that we had signed them last year, but it doesn't look like you guys had signed them yet. And those have to be notarized as well. So maybe we just, if you can do those at the same time, I'll shoot you an email with the.
Do you need the hard copies of those? I guess that you have to record them.
I won't have to record the oaths of office. We just need an electronic copy of those ones. But on the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution, we do need to keep the hard copies of those to have them recorded with the county. And so if you're able to, after you get their signatures or have, someone from your office run those up, that's great. If you'd like Ashley to come up and pick those up from you and record them with the county, we can do that too. She recorded the last set of them. So
That'll work. I'll get them signed and notarized, and whenever she can pick them up, that'd be great. I can probably get everything signed today. We don't have to post anything on site. Is that what I heard? Just online?
No, you need to do both on site and online.
Okay. Yep, so do I need two copies of the notarized documents, or
he can post a copy of the original on site, right?
Yeah, you can post a copy on site.
The originals have to be recorded. So keep the originals for recording, and you can make a copy of those to post on site.
And our effective date is triggered by the posting online and on site. So that's the bigger priority. It can be recorded later, and that doesn't trigger our effective date, the recording.
Okay. So but with the recording, in terms of we're closing on Thursday, we would need to get it recorded before that, right? Or is that not a big deal?
I'm not sure if the underwriter would want to see it recorded by then. Like I said, it's not as critical as the posting. If it can be recorded, I think that's all the better, but the more critical is to trigger the effective date by posting it on site and online.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'd be great if we can still get it recorded this week, but Dave, you let us know what you can do. And
okay. If you send them to me now, I'll print them out and make sure I get them signed today, and I'll make a copy and try to get it posted today as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Darcy, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, as usual, if you could just take a photo of it once it's posted physically so that we just have sort of a timestamp, that would be great.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, if you get that today, we're here. We'll sign them, get that taken care of for you.
Excellent.
Okay, awesome. So Darcy or someone from Gilmore Belt, you guys are okay to send him those, whatever the most recent copy is, and I'll send you the oaths of office, Dave, and that'd be great. Thanks so much.
I'm getting ready to send those signature pages now, and when we get them scanned back, we'll compile them and send them back for posting.
Okay. And he'll need, he'll need the full set though for recording. Yeah, that works. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks. Thanks, Mary.
All right. Any other items for discussion before we adjourn?
I don't think so.
All right. Hearing none, it is at 2:14 p.m. and we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right. Have a great week.
Thank you.